Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. You look a little nervous. I know the fund drive's coming up fast.
David, it isn't a little nervous. It's a lot nervous. I'm scared to death here. I'll be honest with you. You know, there's $25,000 from the Lennox Foundation if we could just do this. And then our friend Alan Sagner added another $5,000, and he made clear we don't get it unless we make the 25. Which means we need $200,000 by the morning of October 6th, and we have $110,000 to go. The good news, of course, is that we can do this because we make $100,000 several times during the fund drive on a really good day. So we should be able to do this. If we don't do it, we're going to miss it. Now, you get the personalized mug with your name on it, but that isn't why people give, although some do. It's because it's a real community and because of us. I'm not lying to you. You know that. It's all ours. We've all made it together. And if there's a weak link, we don't make it. Please go to the lockbox and put something in. I never told you how much. Whatever you can do, it's when a democracy and a democracy people turn around and walk the other way, then it's over. And that's when you get things you don't like.
Lockbox open now at WAMC.org. Alan, democracy, speaking of, the People's House, the White House, but I don't think it meant that you could jump fences and go into the House. What a story. The man, Omar Gonzalez, a former Army soldier who allegedly hopped the White House fence, dashed across the North Lawn, and entered the executive mansion, and was arrested 2 months earlier in rural Virginia, heavily armed, carrying a map with a circle drawn around the White House.
This is bad news. We've got to protect our president. We've got to protect his family. He said so. I say so. We all know it. And when they go in the guy's car, apparently, allegedly, they find a whole cache of weapons and... Look, let's face it. There's a certain proportion of this population which is, to put it mildly, troubled. And even if somebody is mentally ill, they can do tremendous damage. It's not as if they can't. And so who knows? Was this a trial run? Was this something else? We don't know. All we know is we've got to do better.
Some dire headlines today overseas where, quote, bombs from air and sea target militants' stronghold. We're speaking of the Islamic State, and airstrikes have begun in Syria, as well as a headline about airstrikes in Iraq failing to dislodge ISIS. And Israel says now it shot down a Syrian aircraft.
Well, that's right. What is interesting here is that Obama has succeeded in forming a coalition. And, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But he has, and there's not enough praise coming his way for having done that. Because if the Arab communities there aren't willing to participate, it's one more example of Americans coming in and not being welcome and doing it anyway. So I think this is a good thing. Let us see whether airstrikes can have the kind of effect that is anticipated here, or whether this is just another example of the slippery slope and the next thing is boots on the ground.